I'm Aline Said in Doha. Your top stories on Al Jazeera. The presidents of the US and China have held a virtual summit to deal with issues that continue to cause tension between them. The White House says Joe Biden raised concerns about human rights, including the Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang province, Tibet, and Hong Kong. Biden and Xi Jinping also discussed trade and measures to address global energy supplies. Katrina Yu has the latest from Beijing.
We are getting some updates now from Chinese state media that the meeting concluded about after three and just over 3 hours of discussion. One state media just released the line that Joe Biden promised to Xi Jinping not to support Taiwan independence. Now, we're yet to verify that, but that's a line that's been put out by Chinese state media. Another line was that the two sides conducted full and in-depth communication and exchanges on strategic, overall, and fundamental issues and discussed issues of common concern.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump's longtime ally, Steve Bannon, has surrendered to federal authorities. Bannon is facing contempt charges for refusing to cooperate with the congressional investigation into January's attack on the Capitol.
Not just Trump people and not just conservatives. Every progressive and every liberal in this country that likes freedom of speech and liberty, okay, should be fighting for this case. That's why I'm here today, for everybody. I'm never going to back down. And they took on the wrong guy this time, okay? They took on the wrong guys.
The EU is stepping up its sanctions targeting Belarus as the migrant crisis there worsens. Thousands of people are stuck at the border with Poland. The EU accused Minsk of using the migrants as a form of hybrid warfare, which the Belarusian government denies. Sudanese authorities have released Al Jazeera's Khartoum bureau chief from jail. Al-Musami al-Kabashi was taken into custody overnight on Saturday after security forces raided his home. Al Jazeera has condemned the actions of Sudan's military. The U.S. Secretary of State has accused Russia of behaving recklessly after it blew up one of its own old satellites. Astronauts on the International Space Station were forced to take shelter from the debris.